There's a lovely verse in James chapter 1 regarding prayer, praying for a specific matter, praying for wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." Then verse 6 says, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." Speaking of prayer, it says, ask in faith, nothing wavering. Hebrews puts it this way, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Without faith, it is impossible to believe God. You know, we might be believers, and yet at the same time filled with unbelief. There are a lot of unbelieving believers in the world. Do you really believe today that God can answer prayer? Sometimes the ungodly have more faith and trust than we have. You know, I heard a story just recently told by an American evangelist, a man called Harold Vaughan. He said in the state of Kentucky there was a distillery in a certain town, and many people's lives were being destroyed because of the whiskey that this distillery was producing. The owner of the distillery, the manager of it, was an atheist, or professing atheist rather. And yet not far from the distillery there were two churches. These two churches were praying that God would do something and shut the distillery down. Lo and behold, as they were praying, a storm arose, a lightning and a thunderstorm, and a bolt of lightning hit that distillery. It went on fire and it was reduced to ashes. Whenever the owner of the distillery went to his insurance company and explained what had happened, the insurance company had a little clause written into the agreement that in such an event that would be deemed as an act of God, and his insurance policy would not cover the damages. He was furious. He didn't believe in God at all. And then news filtered through that the churches up the road had been praying, and they were touting it, "We've been praying that the distillery would be destroyed, and there it's been destroyed." And so what he did was he went to court, took the churches to court for making a pact, an agreement with God for destroying his businesses, and they would be held liable. And they threw up their hands and they said, "It's nothing to do with us." Whenever the court or the case went to court, the judge read out the case. He brought in the plaintiff and the defendants and says, "Here, I have the most unusual case that's ever been brought before me. I have a distillery owner, a man who says he's an atheist, and he believes that God has destroyed his business. And now I've got two churches who do not believe that God has answered their prayers." And they got it all the wrong way around. The ungodly man had more faith to believe that God had answered their prayers than even the Christians had. It's a little bit like the account given in the New Testament regarding Peter. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made of the church unto God for him. And then God sent an angel that night and delivered Peter, and Peter came to the prayer meeting, and the doors of the prison cell opened, the gates of the prison opened freely. Peter went through them, but whenever he got to the doors of the upper room or the church or the house where they were meeting together, that was the door that he couldn't get through because they didn't believe that God had answered their prayers. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that believeth, or he that cometh to God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you an unbelieving believer? Yes, you trust God to get you to heaven, but you believe God can answer your prayer. God hears and answers prayer. Let us have a little bit of faith. Let's not live and die in a sense of unbelief, but let's trust God for a better day. Let's trust God for revival. Let's trust God to save souls. Let's trust God to build this church. "Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such that none could ever ask too much." Thank you for listening. See you next time.